and he make 10 like he going do something to you.
Is there any kind of a superstition about those sugar knives?
Well, that's what they say.
What do they say?
Well, they say when you hear a sugar knife holler, come by, there's something going to happen to you, all that kind of stuff, you know.
I take it you're not too superstitious.
No. I generally, when one come around me like that, I make something happen to him pretty quick.
Oh. Oh, my. What kind of bird drills holes in trees?
It's a peckerwood.
All right. Are there different kinds of those?
Yes. They're different kinds.
What is that great big one?
That's a yellowhammer. No, it ain't. Henwood, we call him.
A henwood?
Henwood.
Now, is this, what does he look like?
Well, he's a long, got a top knot with a long bill, long legs. And
has he got a red head?
Yes, my red head. Yeah, yes, he does. That's what we call henwood.
A henwood?
No, a jennywood hen.
A jennywood hen?
Jennywood hen, that's right.
I've got to write that down. I hadn't heard that one before.
A jennywood hen.
A jennywood hen.
That's right. We might have made that name, but that's what we always called
it. That's a good one. I heard someone up around Jackson tell me that they referred to that big one as the Lord God.
When I
have you ever
heard that? Yes, I heard that. I sure heard them same word.
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard them.
You can call them good gods.
Good gods?
Mm-hmm. I tell you,
if
you remember you
were
children, you thought
mm-hmm.
they were good gods.
And that little one that gets on the house and picks up on the house, that's a woodpecker.
That's a woodpecker.
That's a red-headed woodpecker. Got them little tips on his wing, white tips on his wing.
That's now, a woodpecker and a peckerwood then are two different things.
No, I see about it. Well, no, that's right. Woodpecker. And his old yellowhammer, he picks wood, too.
He does? Yes. Is he a kind of woodpecker?
Yes,
he
picks wood. Yes, man, that's right. He picks wood, too.
What color is he?
He's kind of a brown yellow. Yeah, they call him a yellowhammer bird. And he's a kind of a...
He needs to make a hole in the tree.
Yeah? Well, he makes in that too, old yellowhammer pecks, just like that old redhead peckerwood.
Another term that I've heard about those big ones, the jennywood hen, mm-hmm. I heard someone call it Indian hen. Have you heard that expression?
Well, I don't know. Most people call it most anything, but that's talking about.
But you haven't heard that particular
one. No, that's the same bird, though.
Yeah, sir. Do you hear people call peckerwoods?
Mm-hmm.
What would that say about those people? What kind of people? Called peckerwoods.
Well, kind of a trashy person in a way they call him a peckerwood.
Really? Did you ever use that expression or hear it used around here?
Ma'am. Yeah.
Did you ever use that expression?
No, I never do. I don't call it.
Okay. What kind of little animal has a bushy tail and plays around in the trees a lot?
Squirrel.
What kinds of those are around here?
Well, the cat squirrel and fox squirrel and little old flying squirrels. You know, you've seen a flying squirrel.
No, I haven't. I've heard of that.
Yeah. Well, he can just stretch his wings out and fly down way out, Charlie, but he can't fly up. He got to crawl up a tree, then fly out.
I see.
That's right. He can't fly up in a tree and light up in there. He got to crawl up that tree. Run up it and fly out. He's just like other squirrels, all right, but he can fly.
What color is he?
He's brown.
Brown.
Yeah, little old brown. You know, bigger than a big rat, but he's.
Is that right?
Yeah, about like a rat.